Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The situation at Afghanistan's main airport in Kabul remains tense today as tens of thousands of people wait inside and outside the airport, desperate to be evacuated before the U.S. military is scheduled to pull out in just 8 days. Gunfire outside an airport gate this morning left an Afghan security officer dead. Today, we're hearing from a woman who did make it out the day that Kabul fell. 25-year-old Zamzama Safi worked as an interpreter for the U.S. military. She's now in St. Louis, Missouri, with help from the office of Missouri Congressman Emanuel Cleaver. Zamzama, thank you so much for speaking with us. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you so much. Thank you.
And what did it feel like as the wheels of your airplane left the ground in Kabul?
When our plane left the ground from Kabul, I was so happy and I was crying a lot because I was suffering over there and there was so much threats for me and for my family because of me that I was working as an interpreter over there supporting the coalition forces as a linguist. It was very hard. As a female, as a woman in Afghanistan, this job is very hard.
Tell me about your decision to leave the country. How did you decide that if you stayed, you wouldn't be safe?
So I decided in 2012 that I should leave the country because my father was a colonel over there and he was supporting the U.S. Marine Corps over there in Jalalabad. I was learning English with my brother in school. Taliban were following us, these bad people. So they kidnapped me in 2011. And they keep me for 3 nights over there. They torture me. They raped me very badly. And I was begging them to let me to go home. So they were telling me to marry with us and then we will let you to go home. So I was telling them first let me to go home. So I want to see my parents and then I will marry with you. They said, okay, you have to wear the burqa and now we want to get you to your parents. Okay, I said. And then they brought a Quran for me to say, you have to say, I swear that I will come back and I will marry you. I said, wow. I swear I will come back and I'm going to get married with you. But in my head, I was saying, no, I will never get married with you. If I say that I don't want to marry with him, they will kill me. After that, the negotiation was going on between the elders of the village, between my father and the government. But the elder told me that we know your eyes saying that you don't want to marry with this guy because you are under the pressure. You are saying you want to marry with this guy. They said, okay, we got you and we don't force you to get married with this guy.
And how old were you at the time?
I was 15 years old.
Wow. After you left, the Taliban promised amnesty for people like you who fought and worked against them. What do you think about that? Would you trust the Taliban with that promise?
No, I will never, ever trust Taliban because they never do what they say and they never keep their promise. They never keep their word.
Is the rest of your family safe?
They are not safe. They are hidden, but they receive a visa that hopefully they can make it to the airport to get to the United States.
Tell me the risk you think they're facing. Until they leave the country, how dangerous will it be for them?
It is very dangerous for them. They left the house without any bags or without any packing clothes. They just left the house. That's very risky, especially for my brother, because he's under the threats and Taliban can recognize his face that to kill him. Because many times Taliban asked him to return your sister to us, but he didn't.
Oh, the Taliban asked your brother to turn you in to them?
Yes.
Wow. When you think about the fact that you were able to get out of Afghanistan and so many have not yet, they're still waiting, how do you feel about that? Do you think that the United States is doing enough to help them?
So the United States do whatever they can do to help them and get them out of Afghanistan. I feel bad for them and they are in danger as me because they were supporting the coalition forces. I'm praying they get out of Afghanistan.
So you've gone through all of that. You've made it to the United States. You're safe now. What are your impressions of St. Louis, your new home?
I am very happy here. there is a lot of differences between the United States and Afghanistan, because United States is very peaceful, very safe, and everybody has the same right, which we didn't have in Afghanistan.
Still, your feelings must be so mixed. I can't imagine what it's like to be so far from your home, not knowing when or if you'll ever be able to go back, what your new life will be like in Missouri. Have you had time to process all of the significant changes that are happening in your life?
I'm trying.
You're trying.
Yes, I am trying to have a better life over here and get my education, get my master's degree, and start work over here, have a good job.
Former U.S. military interpreter Zamzam Asafi, able to get out of Afghanistan with the help of Missouri Congressman Emanuel Cleaver. Zamzama, thank you so much for speaking with us. Welcome to the United States. We wish you the best in the weeks.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Thank you.